Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Delta Spirit are back with us today on the World Cafe. The band began in San Diego and is now relocated to L.A. They play a very passionate brand of roots-oriented rock and have been garnering fans through carefully chosen opening spots for the likes of Dr. Dog and Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah back in the day. They released their second album, History from Below, in June. Watching the band perform, I noted that lead singer and songwriter Matt Vasquez had the name Zinn in large letters written on his guitar, referring to the historian Howard Zinn, who had recently passed away.
I started reading him about 2 years ago, and just I didn't know anything about him, and I was at Powell's Books in Portland, Oregon on tour, and I saw this People Speak book, and I was like, what is this? And no one's ever told me about this guy, you know? I just kind of like picked it up, and I read the whole thing. That People Speak book's just a reader for the People's History of the United States. And I got it, and I read it like in a day and just start crying at some of the stories. I just couldn't believe that, you know, that people don't talk about this stuff more. And it really, really got me going. And then People's History of the United States is amazing. And Power Governments Cannot Suppress is really great, too. It's just really awesome.
People should know that his history is written from the viewpoint of the vanquished.
Yeah,
basically. Not the people in power necessarily, but Hannah, how does that? There are songs on here that I can see, like 9/11, that come out of that.
That's very much inspired by People's History, United States, and that kind of look at things, I suppose. But I think the ethic of our band is kind of similar in that we're not a band that is handed everything, so to speak. You know, we've been working really, really, really hard, and we've been able to get. You know, our fans are, we take pride in the fact that our fans listen to the whole record, and it's not just from a single or a TV spot we got, you know?
Well, you make it easy for them to listen to the whole record because you put so many good songs on it.
You're too kind.
John, talk a little bit about what happens, though, with these songs, because if you listen to the set we're about to hear, you can tell that everybody in the band is thinking about the song. It's not, you're not backing Matt, you know. I mean, this is a band. And tell me how the songs develop.
You know, everyone's a different adventure, but I mean, you know, Brandon and I have been playing together for almost 10 years now, you know, so we have a way of relating to each other and to a song when it comes. And so different times, you know, Kelly will start playing something, you know, and we'll just all come in and it'll just come, you know, come into a song. Other times, which happened a lot on this record because we were touring so much, Matt, you know, wrote some of these songs as just acoustic folk songs, and we're not an acoustic folk band, you know, so we had to figure out what to do with them. And so then the next step was getting in our, we built a little practice space in the back of our house in Long Beach, and so, you know, spent hours in there trying songs every different way, and you know, some of them we sped up twice as fast as they were. Other ones we kept slow, you know. Sometimes we tried to fuzz them out, and other times we just, you know, left them a single guitar. So every time it's a different adventure, you know.
Just wanted to mention a couple other things. A song you don't do today, but I thought we would maybe try to put it in here, is the sort of the most Woody Guthrie-esque song on here, which is the Ballad of Vitaly.
Mm-hmm.
You listening to this song, it's important. It's probably good. This is one of those things you need liner notes. You probably should know the story, even though the song is, you know, says it all before you hear this song. And I understand you read about this in the Times?
Yeah, it was New York Times. We were in Ames, Iowa. It's negative 50 degrees. It's Brandon's birthday, and it's 50 below zero. And went to Starbucks. I love the Times, and I kind of had Starbucks, it's corporation, it's franchise, whatever, but at least they have the New York Times in the Midwest, which is almost impossible to get in the
Bible
Belt.
And iced coffee.
And iced coffee. Oh, I hate explaining to people how to make it. Anyway, we always go there and get a Times, and I'll sit there and read it, and I was reading that piece, and it was really staggering. It was a piece that had... It was about after the fact, about after he'd been released from prison, about this man who had two children that was flying that were he had two children and a wife, and they were flying from the Caucasus Mountains to go see him in Spain. And he was a construction worker, Vitaly. And this whole plane was filled with mostly school children and parents and teachers, and they were going to, you know, most of these people were just going to see Spain, see what's going on.
All Russian.
And they're all Russian, all of them. And flying over German airspace, and there's an air traffic controller named Peter. I can't pronounce his last name, but this guy Peter. And he was handling too much in his terminal of air traffic control, and he was in Switzerland over German airspace. It's kind of weird. And somehow two planes collided in midair, and everyone died in the plane. And the airline tried to snuff the story. That's not surprising in a way. And they did. They completely snuffed the story and instructed Peter to not talk about anything and all of this. All the while, Vitaly, who's lost his two children and his wife, and is just stricken with grief and is too old to have any more children, doesn't know what to do, and so he gets pictures of his dead family and tries to find Peter and get an apology because no one's saying sorry. He just wants someone to say, I'm sorry. And he came up to Peter's house. He found out where he lived and came up to where his house was, and he... And there was a lost in translation moment, you can imagine, possibly. Or, you know, he came up and he knew what he did, and maybe Peter just figured he was going to get murdered in the first instance. But Peter had two kids of his own and a baby on the way. And when Vitaly walked up to Peter's doorstep, he locked the door behind him, Peter did. And as he came up, instructed not to speak to this guy who's coming up to him, probably, you can imagine, with beet red eyes with tears and just trying to have somebody talk to him. And Peter pushed him away, and he had this manila folder with those pictures of his dead family. When they fell on the ground, that's the last thing Peter remembered before he slipped.
Last thing Vitaly remembered.
Oh, that's the last thing Vitaly remembered, and the last thing Peter remembered when Vitaly slit his throat. And he came to in a hotel room and was arrested, spent 3 years in prison, and was released later. Thanks to the Russian government pushing for it. And he became a very popular Jesse James character.
In Russia. Because he finally got somebody to say something about this. And he did something about
it. It's painfully Shakespearean.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, before we go to the stage, let's listen to it, and then we'll get to the stage with Delta Spirit. This is the Ballad of Vitaly.
In the German sky, there once was a plane. It carried 71 children and their mothers to Spain. Well, this plane was sure something. It was full of young Russians, proudly to gander at topics discussing. Well, now Pete the Swiss was doubling shifts, juggling the iron controlled by his lips. Not a minute too soon, the children fell to their doom. Struck dead in the air, orphan a father or two. He just laid in the alley. Now orphan Vitaly, who met a young girl, married her quick. They were so damn in love that they had their two kids. Had a great job, construction in Spain. Going to see Papa from the Caucasus Mountain Range. Now that damn Swissman crashed them into a plane. I will find where he lives, speak to his face with a blood in my eyes. He will see my pain. Many weeks passed for fear of a suit. The airline said nothing, but Vitaly turned blue. For the killing they've done, no apology made. His it 'cause we are Russian, you treat us this way. You're a friend that he knew. Vitaly found Pete. He came to his doorstep expecting to speak, but Pete blew him off. Threw down the pictures we brought, pictures of the three most important he lost. As the pictures fell down, reenacting the day. But Dallas, I blackened. For a man in his shoes, there's no glamour in vengeance, there's only this rule that the lives that you lost can never come back, and the deed in return is worse than the act. By love and the pain of his loss, he could not remember the act of song. He awoke in his room, all covered in blood. The cops had come knocking. Call him a hero, a man above kings, showered with man. They were praising his deeds. He was alone, killed a father of three. No deed that he did could make him complete. It could have been different if only Pete said, "I'm sorry for killing." The few joys you had, well now there's nothing for Tally to do. A step off a cliff, a hang in a noose, robbed of forgiveness that he could have gave. Was no man left to save.
Vitaly, that is how History from Below ends, and we're going to hear a bunch of songs from the new album. Oh, I wanted to check in on this, Matt. This this MGNV. This,
this
project
about
with folks from Dawes and from Deer Tech.
Yeah.
All of you guys write songs for your own bands, and you must be writing all the time, I guess, if you have enough to do a whole other project yourself.
We had like 40 songs that we siphoned into History from Below, into 15, and then that ended up a bunch of extra material. But with MGMV, we just had these extra songs, and John is the same, and Taylor was writing for his record, and so just kind of friends. We're all buddies, and it was just kind of like... Deer Tick's management decided that they wanted to pay for John McCauley to go into Nashville and to kind of like always stay working. So they bought my plane ticket and paid me a whopping $500 to go have the best time. Spent a week and we recorded 22 songs.
Wow.
And it was really fun. It sounds good. It sounds a little bit better than a Day Trotter session. You can definitely hear the amount of alcohol that we drink and the amount of fun that we're having. I'm really proud of it. And all of us in the groups, we're all about the same size, and we are very much about our own projects. But it was just something fun to do, and eventually it'll come out.
Cool.
And who knows what the name is? We've been throwing around. MGMV is kind of silly. We were thinking something.
Bill Murray's?
Yeah, there you go. We're talking about doing the Traveling Bill Murray's or Avatar the Band.
you will probably have legal problems with that.
Yeah, whatever.
They welcome it.
They can have the record for free. I don't care. It was fun.
Congratulations on this. It feels, from where I'm sitting, like a real leap from Ode to Sunshine in a lot of ways. And congratulations on it.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live. And what are you going to begin with?
Bushwick Blues.
This next song is about reverse Stockholm syndrome. If you listen to the words, maybe you can wrap your head around that one. With a blindfold, I can walk Well, I see colors when you talk. Could paint your picture with one black crayon. Well, I am your ransom man. I came for you, it is correct. My trunk is hungry from neglect. Well, I will show you, but it's too direct. Well, I am your ransom man. I worn some holes into my boots. Well, it's been weeks now following you. They said Los Angeles is a desolate land. Well, I am your ransom man. I took some work for a strong arm. Yeah, you were a sucker for his charm. You see, he didn't love you with the back of his hand. Well, I am your ransom man. Well, darling, I know that you are sweet. Midwest transplant with your dreams. Well, if I don't kill you, you will kill me. Well, I am your ransom man. Well, just one look would make the call. I put that bastard's head right through a wall. Great returning of glass into sand. Well, I am your ransom man. Please do not leave flowers on my lawn. Swanee and Dixie from a funeral band. Well, I am your ransom man. Swanee and Dixie from a funeral. Thanks a lot. just like giving Tom Waits money in his ASCAP checks. I really want to meet you fishing, Tom Waits, if you're listening, by the way. I saw the morning till I stayed up all night. I never saw the sunshine till you turned out your low light, baby. I never saw my hometown till I stayed away. I love you till I curse you. Kindred Spirit, KXPN, thank you too. Take care.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.